I certainly hope so. You know, it's going to involve a lot of issues. I'm certain that in the House, Baltimore City Schools will be tied to it. Prince George's Hospital will be tied to it. There might be some revisions, but I think the votes are there to pass it. The House, you know, I think that the votes are here in the Senate to pass, and the House, you know, they wheel and deal much differently than the Senate. Hopefully the bills in the Senate decided on their merits, but in the House, just historically, things are decided by delegations. And so we'll just see.
That Baltimore City bill, you've criticized it for the they want the greater flexibility of the block grants of school construction funding. Now, if the House tries to tie that to the transportation bill, does that become a deal breaker?
Well, I mean, the Baltimore City bill is going to have to be amended to be passed. I mean, the members of the Senate wouldn't give that much authority to any county in the state. There's got to be a continue to have a check and balance on the state money. I mean, you know, we need to know who the architects are. We need who the building is. We need to make certain we have the money available. And, you know, one jurisdiction can't lock up all the state construction money for the next 20 years. The school that I graduated from in 1960 hasn't been changed, amended in any way, shape, or form, and still in use today with no air conditioning. That's in Prince George's County. In Baltimore County, there are huge issues about air conditioning in schools. So all of our jurisdictions have needs, and we need to make certain that they all benefit from the state. But at the same time, we have a responsibility to take care of the Baltimore City schools, and they will be taken care of this year. But it'll be done. If it is done, it's going to be done in a fiscally and responsible fiscal.